sort of sheer. It's similar to the one we used to hear as Bochrim in Yeshiva. But the Iker is not the Divrei Torah of the Shir. Of course, it can't reproduce the second element. There's an element of the Slavus, the Avos HaTorah, with which the Rashi Zochen Levocher said his Shirim. And that lasted longer than the Etzem Shir itself. And everybody's heart ever saw the same Shirim. The Avoso Tishke Tomid. The Rambam says that a person has to learn Torah as if he's in love. He can't get his mind off his beloved. Everything he does is a shogeg. That's how you learn to. Many minhagim in the yeshiva are here because of avosa tishke tomid. A lot of the reasons for them is no longer shayach, unfortunately, but the minhagim come from Avosa Tishke Tomid. You can't do anything but learning Torah. You're involved in learning Torah. The short mincha that we daven, which is against the Shulchan Aruch, where it says that you have to have a chazon sashatz. But in yeshivas were mekel. Taked a chasin, not mekel, but yeshivas were mekel. Why? The altar in Slabodke, enacted in Slabodke. You make a short shmenesre. Why? Different versions why. One reason is I heard from Baron Cohen of Levocha, of Shimon Chevron, he said that they used to talk in learning so much in Slabodke, the first Seder, when they daven Minche, they couldn't control themselves to continue to talk in learning. But during Chazos HaShatz, they also talked in learning. It was a big tumult. In Chazos HaShatz, everyone continued the argument that they had before. As the ultimate takona that they should have a short shmonesre no chazaros hashatz. I met a man, an old man in Passaic, New Jersey, who grew up in Slabodke. So he told me when he was a young child, he used to learn in the shul where the Kovna Koil learned. Kovna Koil, Gedele Olam, Yankel Benetzim, Rashid Lechem Lebrach, Dovid Rappaport, they were Gedele Olam, they were in the line just after marriage. There was a koil, for probably the first koil that there was in history, that Kovna Koil. And he says he used to go in there as a child, 10, 12 years old. He says he used to be frightened to walk in. He says they were arguing so strong. Everyone had his opinion. And the other person's opinion, back and forth and arguing. The tumult was so great. He was a child who's afraid they're gonna harm him. Because it was like on the verge of violence. That's how much it mattered to them. The shikotera they were arguing about. Then he says, someone gave a patch, buvachum, daven ma'ariv, everything was quiet, everyone daven b'kavona, and after ma'ariv, everybody was best friends. You never could get understand as a child how these great enemies all of a sudden became tremendous friends right after, as soon as he gave a patch and said buvachum. Well, that's a gemara, it's voy besufo, shnei. Shnei Ovi Ben Rava Talmud Nasan Oyim Zelazir, that they become enemies to each other until after the Oyim of the Emes Nasan Oyavim Zelazir become beloved. Why are they enemies? Because we're dealing with something, life and death. The Pshat and the Tosis, the Pshat and the Rashba, the Rambam is life and death. It's the most important thing there is in life. The Torah was given by the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's the Keim Chayene Baruch Yameinu. And I have the right shot, and you have the wrong shot. I can let you say a wrong shot. You're perverting the Torah. The Torah is Hashem. So they argued, they fought about it. Not a nice, you can't be polite when someone is attacking you. Someone, a burglar comes into your house and says, excuse me, would you mind leaving? You're insulting, you're trespassing right now. You can't do that. You take a stick or a gun and you get rid of him. So the same thing is, someone's says a falsehood pshat in the Rambam. How could you just sit there and talk politely to him? Life and death. We don't do it because it's not life and death to us. We don't have the Avos HaTorah. We don't think that this is what we're created for, to understand a person created to learn Torah. All the Mishnayos that we're created to learn Torah. And the emes of Torah is the gear, the connection that a human being has with the Rabbeinu Shlomo, and how you're supposed to act. But dealing with something which is something that's the most precious thing there is. You call him Mipninim. It's more precious than the most precious stones. Nothing in the world equals a word of Torah. But that's the Avas HaTorah that we saw with the Rosh Hashanah. And you see it maybe a Babu and a Babu. You see an echo of that Avas HaTorah and the Talmidim, and the Talmidim of the Rosh Hashanah. That's what we saw in the Shiurim. Avas HaTorah, the Shkia, how much it mattered. Simcha is to practically foam at the mouth from Dveikus in the different Torah they were saying. That's Avas HaTorah. So that's something that we have to learn, is the chshivas of Torah. Yitin ish is kol hoin beis v'yava beis yavuzuloi. Someone would give, try to buy off the ava that someone loves for his Torah. He'd laugh at you like trying to buy off someone's child. You also offer a mother $100,000 for her child. She'd laugh at you. It's a joke. It's priceless. You can't exchange it for money. Meet an ish is galhoin beisai. You should have a boys of Uzala. Chazal said Rav Yechonon was an old man, and he was walking, and he said to his Talmidim, see that vineyard over there used to be mine. I sold it, so I should be able to learn Torah. See that field used to be mine. It was very rich. I sold it, so I should be able to learn Torah. You see that orchard of olive trees used to be mine. I sold it. I should learn Torah. Medrash Shir Hashirim, and Parshas Emor, I think Parshas Emor also Medrash Shir Hashirim said. Someone will try to exchange the ava that Rabbi Yechon loved for the Torah, beis yavuzuloi. It's like trying to buy off someone's child. Money is something that equals learning Torah, shtagim learning. It's a joke. Rabbi Yechon lived in tremendous poverty. The Gemara says in Tainis, Rabbi Yechon and Ilfil once were so poor they decided they have to go into some business to feed themselves. And Rabbi Yechon heard a baskel saying that he's going to be appointed soon, the Rosh Hashiva. So he desisted from it. So why did he let themselves get into such poverty? It is a lot of work to support yourself in such poverty. He gave away his vineyard, his orchard, his field, so you should be able to learn Torah. There's no answer. Echanam and halochi, yitake chayim. But boiz yavuzuloi, the avas haTorah is so great that no money is worth it all. No money is worth it. I remember there was a young man, a Baal Teshuva, many years ago. He was graduated from Harvard with the highest honors. He spoke at the graduation in Latin. And then he got a scholarship to Oxford University. And then his specialty was ancient civilization, so he started learning about Yiddishkeit also, about the Torah civilization. And he became a Baal Teshuva. The point he became a Baal Teshuva was Mesiras Nefesh. He was about to get his degree from Oxford, a PhD from Oxford, which is very prestigious. Decided to give it up and not to take it 3 months before. So I went with him to Rav Shach. Rav Shach has to decide whether you should get your degree or not. So he told Rav Shach the whole story. Rav Shach says, yes, you should finish your degree. Yeah. I wasn't finished. I come back a few weeks later. And he said, are you preparing yourself for the finals? And no, he says, I'm not. Rav Shach told you to do it. He says, I tried. He says, but I can't. I can't. I can't stop learning for a minute. Yeah. There's no reason. You just couldn't. Tell someone I'm in love. and explain me I shouldn't be in love. I can't take my mind off Torah. Tell someone I'm going to be poor. So what? I'm love. Avos Atishke told me, I love the Torah so much, I can't. Rabbi Yechon couldn't be dying about his gashmis. Is he responsible? All the names Balabatim will give him, the uncles and the cousins that would have given him the names, irresponsible. And bring your eyes to Chazal. Rabbi Yechon said, I can't. I can't, because my Avos HaTorah is so great, I can't do anything else. It's another gedda. Some is boiz yavuzeloi. His Torah is like his child, it's not for sale. I'd rather live in poverty than give up my shtagni learning. That's something which is not for sale. You understand? It's not for sale. That's the boiz yavuzeloi. You can't sell avo. That's the avos haTorah. That's the madrega that we were in Neuchel here in Yeshiva from Slabotka, and especially with our Shiva. It's Avos HaTorah, his Shkidus HaTorah, his involvement in Torah. He's walking the street and thinking, learning. There's never Masiyah Das in Torah. And we're not talking about his Bikiyas and his Yediyas, but his Asmodeh, his Shki in Torah, what he demanded from Bochum. He couldn't imagine that Bochum would be not sitting and learning. Once we're talking about Bochum, we're talking about Sam Devorim Betelim in the hallway. So he came over and he said, what's that there? What are you talking about? He thought, surely we're talking and learning it. Bochum told him that Sam having a conversation about whatever it is, some Nash guy. He says, Bangerson? He says, Yeshiva Bochum could do such a thing. Can Sam talk Devorim Betelim? He couldn't understand it. What's the Tishke Tomid? That was the standard that he gave, the Avos HaTorah. And Emes the Talmud Chochem, the Gemara says, Ezeel Talmud Chochem. Talmud Chochem is a Mevater, a Rasoko, Vishu HaTorah. Someone who leaves go of his business because of Torah, that's Emes the Talmud Chochem. Shchoyre is Koyre, the Gemara says, Nehem. You have to be your face. You have to be black like an Erev. One pshat is Shechir is Ke'erev, black, out of Lashon Shochar. The early morning, you have to be learning and all that, even before the light comes up. Another pshat is Yehi is so strong, Shechir is Ke'erev, that your face gets black from exhaustion. The third pshat is Shechir is Ke'erev, he's not Merachim and Ishto Avonov. He's so Ashoku in learning, he doesn't care about Panosa. That's the third madrege. That's a madrege. That's the come to the yotzeit. Have to remind ourselves that there was such a person. There was such avos haTorah that avos still permeates the walls of the yeshiva and everything we do in the yeshiva, because it animates everyone who learned under him or under his talmidim. It has hashpah in everybody. And should carry over to you, and your Avos HaTorah should be total, without nothing for sale. The Avos HaTorah is not for sale. As Hashem, we should be zeiche to use this opportunity of the Yom of the Yotzai, when it's Hashpoh of the Nifter in the world, but to be zeiche a little bit of his Mideh, a little bit of his, of how we can emulate him. We should be able to emulate him. And the Avos HaTorah and the Asmodeh, and we should be zeicher, all of us, to become G'dayli Torah, B'ez Hashem.